now. Opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Produced and hand-selected by Brad Savage in the studios of WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Athens, Ohio, USA. Presented in this special global edition on the greatest independent radio stations across planet Earth on shortwave via the super-powered Radio Miami International, WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. On Channel 292 shortwave from Rohrbach, Germany, heard across Europe and Northern Africa. And on the 500-kilowatt WBCQ The Planet in Monticello, Maine, on the Canadian border. On FM and AM via broadcast signals all across North America and planet Earth. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage.
Gather round the radio. Come on, you gotta hear this. It's time for a 100-year musical journey in 1 hour. It's Cruisin' the Decades. We will begin in the teens, and then the 1920s, and then the 30s, and then the 40s, any one song per decade. And we take special care to mix it up real well across sounds and styles and different genres. And I'm Brad Savage. Let's begin. We're going to go all the way back to 1912 for this first selection by singer and actress Irene Franklin. This is such a fun, silly number. Irene Franklin had a long history as an American actress and vaudeville comedian, singer, and star of stage and screen. This song here is over 110 years old. It is called I Want to Be a Janitor's Child. This is Irene Franklin on Cruisin' the Decades.
House with 18 elevators and butlers, maids, and chauffeur men, and 15 million waiters. You can't slide down the banisters or play jacks on the floor. Ma says it's very elegant, but I like the house next door, 'cause there's a little girl lives in there, and she's just as big as me. She's got the grandest yellow dog and a kitten just full of fleas. She rides up on the dumbwaiter, and she don't wear puffed-up clothes. But you see, her pa is a janitor. And goodness only knows, I wish my pa was a janitor man. Then I could run for beer with a nice tin can and sample all the goodies that the grocer brings. Dig into the ash cans and find nice things. I wouldn't have to ride in a smelly automobile. For an ice wagon ride, I'm wild. Why was I born with a grocer for a pa? Buys Hokey Pokey from a guinea. I eat my cream with a plate and spoon so as not to soil me tinny. We go to Europe once a year, but the little girl next door can go to Coney Island twice a week and sometimes more. I have to eat what's good for me. My milk is plasterized. My bread comes all rolled in papers, and my eggs is candlelized. My nurse is antiseptic, and my clothes is hard and firm. If I grow up to be 18,
You're hearing a 100-year journey through the history of recorded music from an extensive, obsessive record collection belonging to Radio's Brad Savage. This is Cruisin' the Decades, heard on the greatest independent radio stations across North America and the world. 100 years of music on Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition.
Tennessee, T for Texas, T for Tennessee, T for Selma, that gal that made a wreck out of me. If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to stall. 'Cause I can get more women than a passenger train can haul. Just as long as I'm tall, Lord, Lord, I'm gonna buy me a pistol. Just as long as I'm tall, I'm gonna shoot poor Selma just to see her jump and fall. Oh, lady. Lord, I'm going where the water drinks like cherry wine. 'Cause the Georgia water tastes like turpentine. Oh, lady, lady, oh, lady. I'm gonna buy me a shotgun with a great long shiny barrel. Gonna buy me a shotgun with a great long shiny barrel. I'm gonna shoot that rounder that stole away my gal. Rather drink muddy water and sleep in a hollow log than to be in Atlanta treated like a dirty dog. Oh, lady, 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 lady.
This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. That's James Charles Rogers, Jimmy Rogers. And perhaps his most famous song, 1928, that was Blue Yodel number one, T for Texas. If you've never seen Ken Burns' country music documentary from a couple of years ago, they spend quite an amount of time studying the influence and the music of Jimmy Rogers in that great series. So amazing to listen to these classic records. It's what we do. This is Cruisin' the Decades, a musical appreciation journey happening on the finest independent and public and community radio stations all across North America, heck, all across the world. Thanks for tuning in. And I love the idea of people coming together and enjoying classic music across across vast distances thanks to the miracle of radio airwaves, the power of broadcasting and signals over the air. This show is about one song per decade, so we cruise through music history each week. Up next, we're into the 1930s. This is a selection by Ben Burney and All the Lads. I love the vocal. When you think of like swinging old music, the fun dance bands, you really think of this type of vocal where it's actually almost a spoken vocal even more than singing. It's a really unique song by Ben Burney. So this is Susie. This is 1933 on Cruisin' the Decades.
In a Paris gown. So this is Susie. My, you're looking swell. Just in from the country and smelling from Chanel. Once you wore a milk pail on your pretty little arm. Why, now you're wearing bracelets and laughing at the farm by Cracky. So this is Susie. From the old hometown, meet the farmer's daughter. Howdy, Susie Brown. So this is Susie. Howdy, Susie Brown. Mighty glad to hear that you captured New York town. So this is Susie. Why, you look and speak and span. Like the royal mountain, why, you always get your man. From a little acorn, mighty oak trees grow. A pig pen to a penthouse ain't doing bad, you know. So this is Susie. Glad to see you round. You'll pay off the mortgage. So long, Susie Brown.
Tale as old as time and all the great stories. There's that Susie Brown. That is So This Is Susie, Ben Burney, and All the Lads. That was 1933 on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. We're studying and enjoying and listening to classic music together. It's taken over my basement, so I had to do something with all these records. And so it is, the Cruisin' the Decades radio show. Hello to our listeners in Washington, D.C. on the gamut, WTOP HD3, and heard on digital AM in Frederick, Maryland, and on FM in Frederick, Maryland. We get a lot of listeners from the gamut. Also, greetings to listeners on community radio, KPDO, Pescadero, California, serving Pescadero and the South Coast. And greetings to to listeners at my alma mater, St. Cloud State University, KVSC, the voice of St. Cloud, also retransmitted across the Twin Cities metro, thanks to KMOJ HD3. So radio as a technology is evolving, and you've got digital broadcasts, you've got internet broadcasts, you've got shortwave going thousands of miles over the air. And for this show, I just say it's open source. Put it on any station, on every station that'll have it. Let's all enjoy music together. I've got the record collection. Let's go. This is Les Brown and his Band of Renown, and the legendary Doris Day on vocals. A wartime tune, 1945. This is Sentimental Journey on Cruisin' the Decades.
Improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
Time,
Riding Gaiter,
to be,
Riding Gaiter.
my hand, yeah, tight as you can. Honor, the right time. Oh, it's the right time to be the one you love now. You know what I'm thinking of. Oh, say your song, Margie.
One of the all-time greats in all genres of music. That is Ray Charles, 1959. The nighttime is the right time. It's Cruising the Decades with 100 years of music. Well, we've lost another one, remembering David Crosby. And his work with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and sometimes Young, is pretty legendary. Listen to the harmonies. We're going to pull an amazing song off that 1969 debut LP. This is Crosby, Stills, and Nash with Helplessly Hoping, remembering David Crosby on Cruisin' the Decades.
Helplessly hoping her harlequin hovers nearby, awaiting a word. Gasping at glimpses of gentle true spirit, he runs, wishing he could fly, only to trip at the sound of goodbye. Wordlessly watching, he waits by the window and wonders at the empty place inside. Heartlessly helping himself to her bad dreams, he worries, did he hear a goodbye, or even hello? They are one person, they are two alone, they are three together, they are four each other. Stairway, you'll see something certain to tell you. Confusion has its cause. Love isn't lying, it's loose in a lady who lingers, saying she is lost and choking on her love.
three together, they are four for each other.
Remembering David Crosby, that's Helplessly Hoping from Crosby, Stills, and Nash off the 1969 debut album. In my opinion, there is not a wasted note. It is a perfect album, start to finish. We honor the classic music and artists on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music in 1 hour. This show is heard on the finest independent and community radio stations all over the world. And we're going to send out this next song to the Selden family about 70 miles north of Fort Yukon, Alaska. They listen on KZPA AM, which is a relay of KSKO Public Radio. And get this, that radio station is the only outside voice or outside media that they hear. North of the Arctic Circle, they are completely isolated for months at a time, and they sent in this request thanks to a text satellite device. So this one is for the Selden family, Tyler, Ashley, and their kids, Sydney, age 5, and Blaze, age 3, and their 7 huskies. They're way up on the Dogfish River, north of Fort Yukon, Alaska. And Tyler says this one is for Sydney, age 5. She requested this song. Here we go, a legendary song of the 1970s. This is Gordon Lightfoot on Cruisin' the Decades.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Oh, Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all know with the gales of November remembered. Musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. And the legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
A global radio show that spotlights a love of all genres of music and sharing that eclectic music over the airwaves everywhere. This is Cruisin' the Decades with over 100 years of music on like-minded radio outlets everywhere. Stations that value music and community. There's something special about radio and signals over the air. One broadcast to an audience of many simultaneously, a shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. This is Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition.
You're listening to Cruise in the Decades, 100 years of music in 1 hour. That was a 1980 selection by Pat Benatar. It also turned up on the soundtrack to the film Roadie. And it's actually a cover tune. The Young Rascals did it originally in the 60s, You Better Run. And do you want to know a unique distinction about that song? Well, everybody knows when MTV launched in 1981, the first song MTV played was Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. That's like a Trivial Pursuit fact. It comes up in trivia contests all the time. However, did you know the second video ever aired on MTV was that one, You Better Run by Pat Benatar? I'm Brad Savage. I love useless, fun, musical facts like that. Cruise in the Decades is a 100-year musical journey. We create the show in Akron, Ohio, USA, the home of Devo and LeBron James and Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders. Well, now we're heard around the world on dozens of great independent and community radio stations. Drop us a note, get your shout out, brad@thesummit.fm. I received a first from halfway around the world. We'll tell you in just a minute. Perhaps our furthest listener yet on Cruise in the Decades. But first, we got to do the 1990s. We're looking for a song that sounds tough. This band came out of Atlanta, Georgia in the mid-90s. This is Seven Dust. They are still going strong today. They have over 12 albums to their credit and a heck of a cult following and festival live following. Seven Dust, Black, 1997 on Cruisin' the Decades.
Let me tell you, you don't know what I said.
created and hosted at the Summit FM in Akron, Ohio, USA, with flagship global broadcasts on Superpower Shortwave, Radio Miami International, and WBCQ, The Planet in Maine, along with the most impactful and important FM and AM music outlets and community-minded radio stations in the world. This is a 100-year journey through recorded popular music history. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. Over 100 years of music.
Musical project of singer John Andrasik and Five for Fighting. That was Easy Tonight off of America Town, released in 2000. The name Five for Fighting comes from a penalty in ice hockey. I'm Brad Savage on Cruise in the Decades. We love to shout out our listeners, especially our long-distance shortwave radio listeners, including Steve in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Steve is tuning in on shortwave WBCQ, The Planet, at 7490 kilohertz. Also, Tom in Milford, Ohio, on Radio Miami International. That's near Cincinnati. And Jay, also on WRMI, Radio Miami International, he's in Berwick, Pennsylvania. And perhaps our most amazing, most distant listener ever on shortwave, we would like to say hello to Ding Lu in China, listening from Radio Miami International. He's in Jiangyin City, a city in China of 1.5 million people located in the Jiangsu province. That's the first ever China-based shortwave listener we've ever had on Cruise in the Decades. We're heard around the world. Let's go into the 2010s. Now, about 4 or 5 years before she became a superstar, Lizzo did this song with singer Caroline Smith in 2014 in Minneapolis. At this time, they were both just local acts, regional following in the Twin Cities area. This song was also a charity benefit song for the Women's Foundation of Minnesota. This is called Let 'Em Say. Lizzo and Caroline Smith, 2014, on Cruisin' the Decades.
Let 'em say.
such an anthem of empowerment. Lizzo and Caroline Smith, Let 'Em Say, on Cruisin' the Decades. And before we wrap it up with our 2020's recent selection, a shout out to Ryan in Muncie, Indiana, a new dedicated listener to Cruisin' the Decades through Indiana Public Radio. Ryan says he is with the team, the Corn-Fed Derby Dames, the Women's Flat Track Derby Association. There's also a team in Akron, and he says he's coming to the Rubber City, Akron, Ohio, for an upcoming bout with the team in just a few weeks. Well, our 2020's selection is from Everything But the Girl. It is their first new release since 1999. This new single is called Nothing Left to Lose on Cruisin' the Decades.
Need a thicker skin. This pain keeps getting in. Tell me what to do. 'Cause I've always listened to you. And I'm here at your door. And I've been here before. Tell me what to do. Nothing works without you.
Material in over 23 years. Everything But the Girl on Cruisin' the Decades. Well, we did it again. 100 years of music in 1 hour. Join us next time for Cruisin' the Decades.
Over 100 years of music history in the course of just 1 hour. You've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the global edition produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA, and is broadcast on The Summit on Fridays at 2200 UTC or 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For correspondence or QSL, contact Brad at thesummit.fm or by mail at 91.3 FM WAPS Radio, Ellet High School, 309 Wolf Avenue, that's W-O-O-L-F Avenue, Akron, Ohio, 44312, USA. Listen to The Summit on thesummit.fm or via TuneIn Radio or download the Summit Radio app. Dare to be different. With The Summit, local, independent, all music public radio for Northeast Ohio and beyond. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.